ॐ शांति ॐ शांति। सो इन द इवनिंग बाबा इज कमिंग। So, Baba is coming for what? Baba is coming to tell us that we should be always, always happy. If there is anything which comes in the way of our happiness, Baba says, give it to me. Don't keep anything with you which comes in the way of happiness. When we return, we should be happy souls. Unhappy souls cannot return. Unhappy souls cannot become angel. Unhappy souls are not allowed to enter soul world, Paramdham. And unhappy souls are forbidden from entering golden age. So, what is the passport or visa for our next destinations? What is that? Happiness. So, it may not so happen that we are at the gate and suddenly unhappiness comes to us and we are returned. Go back. So Baba is saying, I am coming first to again and again and again tell my children. Last time Baba says, I told you to be happy. Have you done your homework? Are you always happy? Because Baba is coming to take us. We have been calling Baba here. We become happy that Baba is coming here. But in what Baba is happy? Baba will be happy that we are ready to go with Baba. So Baba comes to take us, in a sense, to prepare us for being ready any time to go. For that, we have to constantly practice happiness. Even when we are sleeping, somebody looks at our face, it should be happy face. One person was standing before a full-size mirror with closed eyes. His friend asked him, what are you doing? He said, I am trying to see how I look like when I am sleeping. Normally, when a person leaves body, those who come to see the face, some of them say, oh, he is lying very peaceful. And if the soul leaves the body in pain or struggle, that also is apparent on the face. because face is the index of the soul. So therefore, in our own interest, because the happiest ones will be allowed to enter earliest, and they will occupy front seats, front their own places in the Paramdham, soul world. Also, they will come earliest in the next cycle. So everything depends on happiness. Now we have to see what are the possible obstacles which come in the way of our happiness. Of course, everyone, if we pay attention, want to check from morning to evening, and I am attentive. Let me see. I start with happiness, and let me see what reduces it or temporarily makes it disappear. So each one has our own reasons. But there are some common reasons also. In today's world, you find that many people have all the means of happiness, like money, status, health, good relations, all the means of happiness. But still they are not happy. Why? Because they think that these things bring happiness. So they go after these things. They go on collecting money. They go on raising their status. They go on acquiring all the means of comfort. But they are not happy. Even if they are very short-lived, temporary. You will find the reason is that they are confusing the means of happiness with happiness. Money is a means of happiness, but they start thinking money is happiness. So they start collecting more and more and more, never had the time even to use it properly. So they have only mental satisfaction that they have means of happiness, but they don't have happiness. Oh, I have so much money, I have so much status, but this is only mental happiness. Just as you are hungry and you find some eatable, but not with in your hand, but in the showcase. So you can only see and think this thing is very tasty. But unless you taste it, it is only intellectual happiness. So if I look at my bank passbook and I'm happy, more money added, but that is only intellectual happiness. Why? True happiness, the real one, is evading all people, not some, but all people in this world. Firstly, because truth is the first prerequisite for happiness. Truth. they compare truth with God. At many places you will find written, truth is God. Although God is much more than that, but they compare, equate, truth is God. Second thing, love. You will find at many places written, love is God. Although God is not only love, but much more. Now, because they deviate from truth, they may collect everything in the world, they cannot be happy. Because unless there is truth, happiness cannot be there. Means of happiness you can acquire by falsehood also. Okay. What is the first truth? The foremost truth, the basic truth. When we were knowing and practicing that truth, there was no question of any sorrow, suffering, unhappiness. As soon as we deviated from it, forgot it, all the troubles started. And the first fundamental truth, before we even try to know that, let us find a definition of truth. Truth is that was, that is, and that will be. Anything you can call truth must be permanent, forever, everlasting, without beginning, without end. Now, between the soul and the body, which one is truth? Between the soul and the body, which one is truth? Because body has time limit. And these days, even no time for leaving the body, any time. So now just think. If you have all the means of comfort in the world, but you are not even sure how long I will be in this body and how long I will be able to enjoy those things, can I be really happy? No. Because two things are enemy of happiness. One is fear, the other is worry. So one fundamental fear or worry, howsoever possessed I may be, howsoever, how many security guards or people, defense people I keep for my body, whatever I may do. But this body is perishable. It may go any time in these days. And there is worry about how long I will live, and there is fear of death. So basically, unless, which Baba has given us as first lesson, which changes the whole thing, unless and until I consider myself to be soul, I believe myself to be soul firmly, I live as a soul, there is no chance of permanent happiness. So what happens? Love. Next is love. Love also should be permanent. So when I think myself to be the body, which itself is perishable, if I love people in bodies, they are also perishable. So there is fear of leaving now or any time. And therefore, no permanent happiness. That is why those who are body conscious, they fall in love. Those who are soul conscious, they rise in love. See the difference? Even if you want happiness, permanent happiness, which is the container in which you will keep it? If you contain a permanent thing into a temporary container, it no longer remains permanent. So for having permanent happiness and laying the foundation of permanent happiness also, we have to be soul. Because soul is permanent, is eternal. Whatever you put into that will be permanent. And the body is temporary. So whatever you, if you want to put happiness in body, it's gone. Always there will be fear. So love also. Any love that is spiritual will be permanent because soul is permanent. And any love that is bodily and with things of the body, a good motor car, whatever, building, temporary. So in the core of things, knowing myself to be the eternal soul, which I am, and considering myself to be the body is ignorance, lack of proper understanding. So this makes the difference. Now, question arises, if I actually think I am a soul, from where I will get happiness? Happiness lies in eating a nice food. Happiness lies in seeing good sights. Happiness lies in hearing good things, good music. If I leave all this, I am a soul. Then where from I will get happiness? For this, Baba says, super sensual happiness. True happiness, permanent happiness is that which does not have to depend upon any part of the body at all. It doesn't require ears, it doesn't require eyes, it doesn't require mouth, nothing, not legs. Because all other happiness is sensual, which means through the organs of the body. Now what is wrong with that? Bodily organs are subject to natural decay, disease, aging and death. Many people are, I am wearing glasses. At least with this aid I can see. But a time can come when all the maximum numbers of the glasses are over and I cannot see. People are using hearing aids. Huh? So all the, even your digestive system, you like good food. But one day, what will happen? This body is subject to, we all know, to aging and decay and finally death. So if I am depending upon happiness on any of these things, not reliable. A day may come when I may long to get something, but I cannot use it. Ask rich people, very rich people, normally they have got heart problem, so they cannot eat proper food. Their drivers may be eating good food and they are watching. They can buy the whole shop but they can't use it. So therefore, Baba says, go beyond that even. There is happiness inherent in the soul itself. And it is not happiness. It is super sensual happiness. Even not that, it is called bliss. In Hindi we call it Anand. Not Khushi, but Anand. The basic characteristic or quality of the soul is what? You know, every animate and inanimate object in this world has a particular characteristics by which it is known. For instance, fire. When we think of fire, we know what fire is. Fire burns. Let us think of ice. What is the characteristic of ice? It cools. Snake, cobra. What is the characteristic of cobra? It will bite and it has poison. Scorpion. Sugar, salt. Now, what is the basic characteristic of a human being, human soul? There must be some. And that is, soul has three characteristics. One is, first one, it is eternal and immortal. It was never created, it will never be destroyed. It has permanent existence. It cannot be cut by sword. It cannot be burnt in fire. It cannot be drowned in water. Even the body it leaves, it will remain. This gives us permanency and immortality. Many people think, how will I get immortality? There are many methods they are trying to follow. Scientists are trying to make their body permanent. You should not die and so on. But instantly we become immortal as soon as we just realize I am a soul. I will always be there. So no fear of losing and no worry. Second characteristic is it is live. It is sentient. It has consciousness. It can experience. It can give experience, get experience. It is not like something dead matter, like this chair. This chair cannot think. All the elements of nature, simplified into five, earth, water, fire, air, and sky, they are all insentient, they cannot think. Even our dead body, as soon as they leave, that is insentient because it is acquired from elements. So we are live, very much we are having feelings, feelings of love, feelings of peace, feelings of all in the soul. Body is only a medium. Even if your body is made to lie down, you can still have feelings. 3/4 of your body is made and put under chloroform, still you can think. The third and most important characteristic of the soul is, it is blissful. By nature, we are blissful. That is why this is called human nature. Human nature is blissful. Why? That proof is that as soon as our bliss is disturbed, we feel uneasy. All other disturbances we want to avoid, what for? To be in our normal natural state. So natural nature of the soul is bliss. It doesn't require the body at all even to have that bliss because that is its natural nature. And when it enters the body in the beginning, that bliss is reflected through our sense organs as perfect happiness. Slowly, slowly, we become body conscious and we forget that the real power and the external thing we start thinking, we try to acquire happiness from outside with money or with position and status, and we create a system whereby we ourselves lower ourselves. I start comparing the next person as more money, the next person is more physically beautiful. How long he will remain? How long people remain like that? So Baba says, my children, every day I give you gyan, but still, because for long, long time, we have lived body conscious. So, in spite of our understanding, even being told, temporarily feeling, again, sometime or the other in the whole day, more time, you have to see more time, do I remain in body consciousness or do I remain in soul consciousness? And to make it easy for us, Baba has made this whole institution, whole yajna, whole all the activities, so that as per our natural nature, we can use our time and mind into these things, so that we are thinking, we are just changing from laukik to alaukik, but we feel it easy to avoid all the pitfalls of body consciousness. But still Baba says, even Brahma Baba narrates in the Murlis, I Brahma Baba, in whom Shiv Baba directly comes, who give gyan to others, I also forget while taking my meals. I start in remembrance of Baba, but after some time I forget. Baba says, how easy but how difficult it is. So therefore, there is only one word, that is attention. All the time, because these times are such, this period is such, the surroundings are such, that they will make you forget the truth. And they will make you feel the external pomp and show. And we are like, because we are used to it, birth after birth, we are likely to again start feeling comfortable in that. Although that is a downfall trend, and it is not, you know, it is difficult to earn, it is easy to spend. So that is like spending. Now Baba says to make it easy for you. More easy, because the time is coming closer. So Baba has given us an exercise. And even the word exercise tells of, one feels like something strenuous. Even if you are asked to do physical exercise like this, move your body in certain ways, you still feel it is exercise. How about a game or a play? While you are playing a game, you also get exercise. Say you are playing football, soccer, hockey, whatever. Or you just go for a stroll. Going for a morning walk is not exercise. If you run, it is exercise. But still you get the required amount of exercise through game. So Baba says, even don't call it an exercise, make it a plaything. And we have just to, as was today's, in today's Murli, come into the unlimited. That's all. From limited to unlimited. Because if we are in the illimited, this body, and we only think of this body, this body, this body, and all other things related to it, what will happen? We have become very limited, only concerned with this. And all our thinking will also be limited. Just as you live in a house, you only think of that house, so many rooms, so much veranda, this and that. You are not thinking of the whole world as your residence. Similarly, Baba says, all of us have been given a third eye by Baba at the time of birth. No one in the world has the third eye. They only think of third eye. And that third eye looks or sees what these two eyes don't. And that when the third eye works, even these two may be open, doesn't matter. It will work. But if you shut that third eye and look with these two eyes, then it becomes limited. These two eyes are with the soul only so long as this body is there. Even blind people are living. So Baba says, Almighty, all-knowledgeful, knowing the past, present and future. In the world they teach us history only of up to now, past. But Baba tells us history of future also. In simple words, Baba has taught us geography of the whole world. Beginning, middle and end. Golden Age, Iron Age and in between. Any Brahmin can just think of the history and it takes no time to get that in our mind cycle of golden, silver, copper, iron, confluence, gold. Geography. Universe. Baba has told us the three words, talkie word, movie word, silence word. We know. So the history and geography, instantly with the third eye, as soon as you think with the third eye, they are child's play for us. Now Baba says, to be able to get away from this body consciousness, because mind is very fast, it cannot stop thinking, it keeps on thinking. If you don't let it think, it will think waste in its own way, it will go on working, working, working. So why not put it on the track? So Baba says, our own geography, just we can mentally repeat, revise, that I the soul was in Paramdham, all of us. Closer to Baba had more vibrations of Baba, like closer to sun, you get sunshine. So all the Brahmin souls were closest. Later on others. Dead silence. In that state you don't even know you are in silence. You don't know who your neighbor is. But now we know that silence word and we can experience. Subtle word. All our advanced party, Brahma, Baba, Bap, Dada, they are functioning from the subtle world. And we also, angelic world, and we also are practicing while in body that we try to be as much as possible like angels. You will feel light. You are doing the same thing but feel like an angel. Then Baba says, this world starts with golden age. Just think of the scene, scenery is there. And not little time, 1250 years, how many births we take, come to silver age, another 1250 years. Our age in this body may be 80 years, 20, 40 years, 60 years. Then Baba says, you get converted by the curse of Maya into stones of what we call deity temples, still we are worshipped, all that. Don't recollect the period of Iron Age because we have lived, it is all full of tragic film, cut it out. Because we have to think only good things, powerful things, strengthening things, they will give us power. Never allow any weak thing, your mind is your own mind. Or wrong thing to enter your mind. Anybody else's negativity also, why should I? So good things. And Baba says, my children, as many times as possible, as much as possible, because we are ending this journey, just do this play. Don't call it exercise. Stages in this world, stages in the upper world, and try to live that I am in the soul world. To remain in absolute silence, very difficult. 2 minutes, 1 minute. Come down to subtle world, angelic form, practice that, but don't stay for long, come into golden age, silver age, when you are worshipped, and Sangam, which is the best period, diamond age, because you know all the, everything of the world Baba has told you. In this way, mind will be busy, we will keep off this body's body consciousness of this particular body, so we come into the unlimited. And by repeating our own cycle, we are clearly able to see, because we have a paradoxical work. We have to take care of this body and also be prepared to leave this body, like we are a tenant or a guest in this body. So if we practice that, then you will find happiness will not get diluted, it will not get depleted, it will not be shadowed by the clouds, and attention will be there. So we have to be ever happy here. For that, don't bring in our own weaknesses to your mind. Gone is gone. Only strong points, good points. These days people have become lost so much faith in themselves. If my friend goes to hospital, is admitted, first thought will come, he may not die. Not that he should come out well after settling, he may not die. If he dies, what will be my responsibility? All these waste thoughts start coming, because the mind has got used to negativity only. First we think worse, then we adjust. Why not first think best? So therefore our mind is carrying the stock of thoughts. So not bring the thoughts of any weaknesses, anything wrong into our mind. So Baba says, stop the question mark, be on the drama. Everything is happening for the best, especially in confluence, because we are ascending. From golden age to iron age we are descending. But now is the time when we ascend. So we have to be like that. A Brahman can never fall. A Brahman can never go down. It may be a temporary phase, like a hilly road. It can look like coming down, but it is going up. So with this faith, and Baba says, give all your troubles to me. I think if we really practice that and do our rest of the things as a side plot, eating, living, sleeping, consciousness remains the same, then we can slowly experience that happiness becomes stable. And when I am, to the extent I am happy, others will also be happy by my vibrations. Om Shanti.